Oh man, this is real. Here we go. This is like HD, but not HD. It's the Octopod Live Dive. He's Zach. I'm Brad. We got the first live show with the new computer.
Wow.
Because apparently it wasn't enough for me just to get a new computer. It's also important to set it up and utilize it. You know, it's not enough to take the reservation. Anyone can take a reservation. It's the holding. It's the using the new computer that really matters.
Which, like the reservation, it's the whole point of the computer. It's
the whole point. Yes, exactly.
The whole point.
The whole point. So what are you going to be mad about now? Now that
what
I
about
have...
me?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think what? It was mad. I don't think I was angry. I think I was... I don't think there's anything wrong with me having high expectations for you and being frustrated when you choose to not meet them. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Oh, that's well put. That was some, boy, that was some psychological samurai stuff with words there. That was really good. I like it. What?
I don't think there was anything psychological there. I think that's just where I was at with it.
Yeah.
Someone made an AI video for you last night.
Oh, no, of course.
Do you want to start with that? Or do you want to start with something else?
We can start with that if you want to.
Great, here we go.
I'm just goofing. New computer goofing.
I don't love that at all. I don't even like it. In fact, I highly disagree.
I'm just goofing. New computer goofing.
Jacob,
I mean, those legs look great on you.
How do you ban somebody? How did you ban Matt? Because Jacob Jay's in here expecting me to love it. I don't love it, Jacob. Get out. In fact, why don't you just see yourself out? Doesn't matter, Nava, if I know the original reference. Just leave. Jacob, get the heck out.
Jacob, bring up a good point. Now you need a new camera. That's right.
I'm not going to continue the show until Jacob is gone.
So funny. All right, where are we headed? I'm not banning Jacob J.
So you could just ban whoever willy-nilly, and I can't do any. I have no consequence.
You have
power.
Access to the same stuff I do. There's not one thing that we do that I have access to that you do not, that I've not given you access to.
How was the live show last night?
It was good. We're doing Christian came up with like
what
doing
is this. What the
oh
heck?
What?
Oh! Holy cow.
That's a nice computer.
Should we show Andy the video?
No. Oh, he's watching.
Here, Andy, watch this.
I'm just
thoughts?
Goofing. New computer goofing.
Nice.
They can't hear you. That's terrible.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That's a Village Vice first.
And based on that, probably a Village Vice last.
God, I hope so. No, that was awesome. That was fantastic.
Jacob J, you went from almost getting banned to the voice of the Auburn Tigers watching it. Oh my goodness.
That's what it took. That's what it took to get Andy on Village Vice.
Do you think it was the respect of the new computer? So Andy has standards too. Do you think, Brad finally elevated his standards enough for 2026? Do you think that's what happened?
100%. Andy has the finest of everything. He loves new gadgets as well. So yes, you're dead on. That's exactly what it is. He wanted to see the new computer in action and comment on it. So that was fantastic. That was outstanding.
Let's end. I don't know what else to do.
That was great. I didn't know what he was doing. So he didn't tell me he was going to do that. I had the door open and I'm like, Andy knows I'm doing a show. What are we?
Yeah.
What's happening? What's happening? So That was cool. That was cool.
All right. You have something prepared for today.
I do. It's kind of a weak transition into that now, but that's okay. We're going to go there. So 10 years ago, let's think back to where we were 10 years ago as Auburn fans. And let's talk about the three programs that, you know, typically bring in the most revenue and highest TV ratings. And so let's talk football, men's basketball, baseball. Are we better off now than we were 10 years ago in those three sports? That's the topic for discussion here for the next few minutes. Would love, obviously, to get your guys' comments on this. Football was coming off of 2015. That was a Birmingham Bowl season. We did not know who the quarterback was going to be. Is it going to be Sean White? Is it going to be Jeremy Johnson? Is it going to be John Franklin III? We weren't sure. Gus had just had his first, like, dip, his first subpar season.
Right.
So there were questions. And, like, man, if we missed on quarterback so much last year, what does this year look like? So now you look at that compared to this year. First year head coach, huge success as an offensive coordinator and as in one stint as a head coach at a level lower.
Very similar.
But you know, like, you know who the quarterback is, but you've not seen him at this level. So is football in a better position? Roster stability, future, energy, momentum, alignment, all that. Is football better now than it was 10 years ago?
I think there's two ways to have that conversation. I mean, you think back 10 years ago, we were in a national championship just a few years prior, and we still had this head coach that we all really believed in for the most part. Obviously, there's going to be exceptions. But you had this offensive mind where you felt like, okay, we're only really one move away from figuring all that out. But there were questions on it.
Yeah, some people had started to slip because they lost some close games in 14 and then 15 was down. So you had
15 was bad.
Yeah.
15 was bad. There was definitely some frustrations, but it's like, okay, did they just miss on Jeremy Johnson? Like,
right.
Was that it?
Yeah.
I have a hard time saying we're in a better spot now than 10 years ago, because 10 years ago we could say that, you know, we played for a national championship just a few years ago with the same coach. So that's, but as far as like outlook to the future, I think there's a stronger argument there.
Yeah.
Right?
It's tough now because you're right. Recency, you had just played for a title 2 years before. You're two seasons removed. And there was the thought that if you get the right quarterback, you're still ahead of the curve. You're still ahead of the trends in college football if you get the right quarterback. But there's a lot of optimism now going forward. I don't know. It's it. What do you guys think? Football now, football going into 2016, better spot. Men's basketball.
Yeah.
Men's basketball, you were coming off of Bruce Pearl's second season. In the second season, they went 11-20. Hadn't won a championship yet.
Basketball, definitely. It's not even a conversation.
Right. You're in a better spot.
Because even 10 years ago, you don't have the Bruce Pearl that had been to a Final Four. Like, that just hasn't happened yet. So, like,
right.
You can talk about the upside of Bruce, but that had not been built yet. So, I would say yes for basketball.
Still a ton of belief in Bruce. Support was through the roof. I don't know if season tickets had started selling out at that point, but the belief hadn't waned at all after 2 years.
Yeah, the interest was definitely, like, you know, Auburn basketball became the cool, trendy thing. And, I mean, 10 years later, it's, you know, stayed cool, which is awesome.
Yeah. Let me go back to the football conversation. Sam with a pretty good point. We knew Gus could do it. He had done it. Just haven't seen Golish yet. Do it.
Sam That's with fine. A great point. Also no sleeves in his bio.
Well, especially this time of year. Ain't a sleeve to be found.
Right.
So, by the way, that basketball team in 16-17 still a year away from an SEC title, freshman point guard Jared Harper, sophomore guard Bryce Brown, freshman Dangelle Purifoy. The pieces were getting there, but you really hadn't seen much 10 years ago. Stephen, with another good point here, when you played LSU in 16, just that season, it was a loser leave town match between Les Miles and Gus Malzahn. I mean, the heat was on.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So
that is true.
More stable ground this year, but only because it's Golish's first year, and you're not going to make a move after one year. Okay. Yeah. Baseball. Butch Thompson coached two seasons.
Wow.
Yeah. Hadn't gone, postseason wasn't a thing yet for that group. You had some really good pieces, but I think that's even more of a no-brainer now than basketball.
Yeah. Multiple trips to Omaha. Well, they've done the last two seasons. Yeah, I don't know how you can't look at this Auburn baseball program and be stoked about what they've accomplished, but also what's coming. And look, this weekend, very important for Auburn baseball going into next year with guys that are currently on the roster. You know, it's weird. Like, we always want the best for these kids, but like, man, it would be kind of nice if one of them got drafted a little bit later than that they're expected to, so they can come back. But then same with the guys who aren't on campus yet that are, you know, looking to either sign out of high school or make the decision to go to college. So a lot of big names for Auburn, tied to Auburn in the MLB draft this weekend.
Yeah, Coleman Borthwick is the guy probably most likely to be taken number one. He is coming out of high school, 6'6", 260. Corner infielder, pitcher. Projections have him very late first round. But if something happens and he falls to the second and the team that takes him doesn't give him first round money, which some do, maybe. Maybe you got a chance. Chris Rembert, Eric Guevara, guys who have played for Auburn that you would think would be the most likely to be taken as well. So. Auburn Brawl Star says
Petrovic is one for me where I'm like, I think he could fall, but it only takes one team. So
right. That's right. We'll Auburn Brawl Star, $2 super chat. Thank you, ABS. Thank you. I don't like baseball, but I like you. We like you.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Thank you, Auburn Brawl Star.
Not all sports are for everyone, and that it's okay, but thank you for being here regardless.
That's right. That's right. Would you like an animal fact?
Are we back?
I think we're back. By the way,
I have a new computer. Could you not Google them on your old computer? Is that
no? I could. It would just slow down the show. So, even if I looked them up on my phone, it would slow down the computer.
Apparently. Insane. Yeah. No. Hit us with it.
All right. Sea animal facts. Today's sea animal facts are about oysters. Oysters, Zach. Did you know that a single adult oyster can filter up to 50 gallons of water a day? It can filter
a little oyster?
One oyster, 50 gallons of water, or about what the average person uses in a 10-minute shower. There's one fact about oysters.
How does it filter it?
Well, it just moves it through its body and filters it out. I don't know how to answer that. They eat. I mean, it's what they eat. So they eat algae. It runs through them and stays with them. And there you go.
You like oysters?
I don't mind oysters. Yeah, I don't just love them. I don't seek them out.
Like twice a year thing for me.
Yeah,
and I enjoy about right. those two times a year. I'll eat them one meal at the beach for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good. Don't like them fried, though.
No. A little char-grilled oyster is really good.
I don't know if I've ever had grilled oysters.
Mm-hmm. Get a little char on there. Really good. Raw oysters are, in fact, probably still alive when you're eating them. That's something a lot of people don't know. So a couple of other notes about oysters.
Okay, can you jump in on this? Can you tell the story real quick? Do you mind?
Love.
The voice is back.
Love. I
somehow
love this
he's
so
back
much.
After all that.
Yeah, I had not had them until I think 21. I think it was the trip to Baton Rouge in 21. Maybe the reason why football won the game. Not Bo Nix's wizardry, but the fact that I'd never had him until then. And our crew dinner in Baton Rouge, we got oysters for the table.
So we think Bo Nix pulled out all of those moves because that's when you decided that you were going to try oysters.
I'm just saying those two things coincided. I tried oysters for the first time, and football broke a generation-long losing streak in Baton Rouge.
I'm proposing something.
Yeah.
When y'all travel to Athens this year, pop a few oysters in there, my guy. Because let me just ask, what's the downside?
There is none. Although, like,
Did you get shamed into eating them?
I think he's embellishing a little bit.
They're gross to look at. Like, I would not blame you if it took a pep talk to do that. And I'm sure while you were eating oysters, Andy ordered the salmon.
Well, it's a superfood. Andy loves superfoods. A lot of people don't know this. But like salmon with an acai compote, man.
Is that right up his alley?
Loves it.
Yeah.
By the way, people talking about how Andy on the live dive would be electric. Did you miss the first 5 minutes?
You just missed it.
Rewind.
Can we show him the video that we...
No, we don't need to.
Can we replay the video that he watched?
We don't need to do that. No. Here, let's do this instead. Drake Barefoot.
Is that your real last name? Barefoot? Or do you just not like shoes?
Or both. It's not a name. It's an identity. $10 super chat. For Zach, I have to say, I work in Hope Hull and have never heard the name Ella Langley until you guys brought it up. Isn't she from Hope Hull? Hope Hull ain't that big a place.
I'm saying that. Yeah. So I hear her music all the time now. There was, I didn't realize that was her. I see her all over the place now. I just wasn't aware until y'all
shamed you for it. Shamed you for not knowing who Ella Langley was.
Was it shame?
I don't know. Can we get Ella Langley? Can somebody help us get Ella on Village Vice? What about Ella Langley on a live?
If you want to, you can. I feel like it would be wasted. I don't know even what we talked to her about.
Well, about music, Zach. You have a musical theory background. You could talk to Ella Langley about music and about Auburn, and we could field questions from the chat.
I don't think this is the show for that, Bradlaugh. You know what? I don't think that's the show for it.
Questions from the chat is a bad idea. Never mind. Can I give you more oyster facts?
What is your camera doing?
I don't know. That is the issue.
Are you seeing it now?
Yeah, it's flashing.
I brought it up pre-show, and Brad's like, no, I don't see it. Okay. All right. Cool.
Yeah. What if Ella Langley sang We Love the Barn?
You're right.
Okay.
Like, Ella, we're going to play this for you. Can you sing it back to us?
It's not the computer glitching. This is the camera. It's the camera. We'll fix that next for you guys.
Auburn Brawl Star, another super chat. Thank you for supporting the stream. American football fuses Brad-like strategy, raw Zach physicality, and Matt-level drama. No sport asks more of the mind and body at the very same moment. All right.
So we're missing dashes. Brad-like strategy, raw Zach physicality, and Matt level drama. All right.
Is that what you think when you look at me? Just raw physicality?
I think everybody thinks that. Zach?
Jacob J, please don't flash us, Brad.
It's cute. It's cute, Jacob. It's great. Ha ha. Look at Jacob's so funny.
Jacob J's hilarious.
Jacob's so funny.
Give us another animal fact.
Make one song for us that's awesome, and now you can just do anything.
So I don't think that was Jacob J.
Juvenile oysters are called spat.
Say that again?
Juvenile oysters. Actually, I'm going to call somebody else in. Lou Holtz is going to tell us this fact about oysters.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Hydrate real quick. Take a nice sip of water.
Now, let me tell you who doesn't like this. Voice of the Tigers does not like the Lou Holtz impression. I can tell that story. I can tell that story, too. But, all right. Juvenile oysters are called spat. S-P-A-T. Spat. You know, like I was going to spit, and after then I had already spat. So spat is the name of a juvenile oyster.
At what age does it not become a, is it no longer a spat?
1 year. Oysters are adults at 1 year.
Didn't think you'd have that follow-up ready, but you did. You had that one locked and loaded.
Had it ready in the chamber. Lock and load. Do what we do. Oysters are 1 year old. They are adults at one, and they can live up to 20 years.
Auburn grad dad asked me, did y'all understand my Chick-fil-A pleasure comment on the post show yesterday? Let me go look.
I didn't see this comment. Zach doesn't let me look at comments on the post show.
That's not true. You have access to it. You have access to everything I do. Let's just go through the post show comments real quick since we're not doing a post show today.
Okay.
Jacob says, I'm with Zach. No way I could buy a new computer and go to sleep without setting it up.
Okay. All right. Had other stuff to do. What do you want me to do? Stay up till 10:30?
It's literally your job. All right. Smash Brownie says, we need Brad's top five pizza places. Ooh. I've never heard any of the pizza places he talks about. You want to do that off the cuff? Can you?
Top five? One would be Davenport's in Birmingham. Two would be Guido's in Tawnytown, just outside Fayetteville, Arkansas. Three is Shakespeare's in Columbia, Missouri. I don't know about four and five. I don't like being bullied. I got to tell you, I'm about done being bullied by the two of you. Zach and Andy teaming up to bully me about different stuff. I've about had it. I've just about had it.
10 time. Thank you for the super chat. Brad, Zach, if you had to, what would be your go-to karaoke song? Piano Man.
Really?
Yes.
You were ready with that really quickly. Have you done karaoke to Piano Man?
Yes.
Okay. Mine would probably be Boozy, Set It Off.
All right, here is Auburn Grad Dad's. Also, y'all made me get Chick-fil-A for lunch this morning. Chick-fil-A is always filled with pleasure.
Okay.
Do we get the comment? Like,
yeah, because we talked about Chick-fil-A being like they were actually not efficient yesterday. And we talked about it was a story that they weren't efficient once. And so I was talking about it. Oh, that reminds me. Let me ask you guys something. This is just, you know, obviously for the crowd here live in the comments. Just a yes, no, or maybe. All right. If we did the live dive on location somewhere during football season, those of you in like the Auburn-Opelika area, would you come watch that? Would you come out and watch us in person? Like maybe we did the show and then we all had lunch together afterwards if we did it at a restaurant. Would that be something y'all would be interested in? Yeah. Okay. So we got a couple yeses on that quickly.
All right. Great.
So,
all right. What's next?
Daniel Moultrie, we love you, Andy. Please become a permanent part of Village Vice.
That'd be awesome. Goodness gracious.
Brawl Star. Whew. You know what they say. You know what they say about big ears, don't you, Brawl Star?
What?
Say so you can hear really well. Dr. Crackham, $5 super chat. Brad, what a waste. City has the best honey for your allergies? Oh, I don't think I understand this question.
You don't remember that inside joke?
No.
You're like dying somewhere and you hated going somewhere. And so we told you to go get the honey.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Was it Austin?
Yeah. No, it was Arlington.
Arlington.
I was thinking maybe it was a Salt Lake City. I for some reason I was thinking Salt Lake City and my cinnamon gummy bear story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where you want to go next, Brad?
I don't know.
You're the topic decider of the show.
Apparently today. I don't know. What else can I fix? What else can
camera.
I fix?
I think that starts and it ends with the camera.
Yeah. And the blinds are closed, but the blinds were installed in 1946 when this building opened. So I think they're the same original blinds. So maybe I get a blackout curtain, something like that to put back there.
I've never noticed the blinds before, but now that Andy's pointed it out, it's all I can look at.
I know. I've had others mention it to me.
Have you?
So what about Andy?
We got some pushback for saying Chick-fil-A was top five fast food place.
Like in general?
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Maybe the pushback was saying it should be higher? Because like, how is it not top five?
Yeah.
If it's fifth, it's probably too low. Like,
right.
I don't think anybody's saying Chick-fil-A is not top five, though.
Yeah, and top five could be one or five or two or three or four. That's the way numbers work.
It's probably so, three for me.
10-time champion. Matt prefers Beard Eves to Neville. Sure, let's bring Matt into this. Matt ain't over there hurting nobody, and now we're going to drag
him into
What's
your best Beard Eves memory?
Oh, that's a really good question. It's before I worked here. So the 98-99 season when Auburn won the SEC championship, my dad and I watched a game against Florida State that year, and they looked phenomenal. And like, he made the comment, oh, this is going to be a really good team. And he bought, like, we came to a home game. We came to one of the next few home games, and he bought as many single, like, he bought multiple game tickets for the rest of the year because he could tell by watching them once that this was going to be a team we'd want to come back and see. So that year, like being 17 and 18 and traveling just him and me to watch him play Florida and Alabama and win the SEC championship against Vanderbilt. That's that season watching home games with him. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, I was after like when we were good at Beard Eves, right? Like I became an Auburn basketball fan after that. So I'm trying to think the memory. I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's definitely the one I remember most vividly.
Mm-hmm.
Is my mom was friends with somebody on staff for the women's team. And so she gave us tickets for when we were like going to go 17-0 against Tennessee.
Yeah.
And that's the first time I had seen Beard Eves full.
Yeah.
As a fan. Like that's the first time I saw it full and loud and electric was the women's game against Tennessee that year.
That's the game Andy is referencing here. Somebody in the chat said Smash Brownie said we need Andy's answer too.
Here it is.
The Chris Porter rebound jam, Bryant Smith reverse alley-oop, that came against Ole Miss, and then the women's sellout beat down of Tennessee.
Yeah.
10-time Andy, next year when Reggie Sharp beat Bama was why. Do y'all just want Andy to come back in here and take my place for the rest of the show? Y'all just want to talk to Andy? Is that what it is? Everybody loves Andy. Andy has a podcast that he does. Why don't y'all talk to Andy on his podcast?
It has so much more information.
Yeah, it's a legitimate podcast. It's like a legitimately informative,
coaches on compelling. It's like actual like info. You never told us his story about the Lou Holtz impersonation that he doesn't like.
All right, let me do that after Barner Becca says. Ate at my local mall Sbarro the other day.
Let's go.
That's great. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we brought it up when we went to Columbus yesterday, but we ended up going to Cheddar's.
Okay. All right.
Which, once again, can't stress it enough, Cheddar's is everything Applebee's wants to be.
So Applebee's is the three-star prospect, and Cheddar's is the four- or five-star?
Yeah, Applebee's is the guy that you add, you know, 21st member of the class, and you hope it's Daniel Thomas.
Oh, that's great. Nava Reptiles. Someone at Sbarro's corporate office trying to figure out why they've had a sudden uptick in sales, particularly in the Southeast. Okay, the story about the Lou Holtz impression. So we're getting ready to play somebody on CBS. I thought it was LSU 17. Andy says it was the SEC championship. It was some game. He was still hosting a part of the Tiger Tailgate show. And I was producing, and we had Brad Nessler on. And Nessler had never heard my Holtz impression. And I decided, because, as you know, the producer can talk to the talent in their headsets anytime. So we get ready to get on the air, and I have Brad put his headset on, and so I give a little bit of Lou Holtz right here at the end. Let's go, guys. Let's count it down. Let's have a great segment. Here we go. And Brad starts laughing, and he's still laughing as the segment starts. And so it disrupted Andy's whole, like, flow. He couldn't get into the segment the way that he wanted to. He felt like I stole a little bit of his time with Brad Nessler. So now, fittingly, he hates the impression all the time.
That's funny. It's funny that you could tie it down to like one specific instance of like what the issue is.
Yeah. Yeah. Does not like it.
Is this the new computer for Brad?
Yep.
Yes.
It is.
Yes, Rusty Robinson. It is. It is done better overall. I think the camera thing, you just need to unplug it and plug it back in. I think it'll be that easy.
Okay. Ten-time champion,
yes.
$5 super chat. If Plains and Park was in Columbus, would Zach start going to games? You've been to games. I mean, you went to a couple this year.
I'm going to Columbus so much because my child is sick. So
okay.
I have to go to Columbus to help my child get help. So thank you for asking.
Don't you feel bad 10 time?
Auburn grad dad, when you say thank you at Chick-fil-A, the employees are required to say my pleasure. So next time say thank you an excessive number of times and see how many times you can make them say my pleasure. Yes.
So
here's I have a Chick-fil-A drive-thru story if you care. Okay.
I do.
We're in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru, hence the story title.
I'd have been shocked if it started some other way. Yeah.
So we're at McDonald's. No, and this this Chick-fil-A employee is taking our order, and she has a very strong English accent. And I'm not the most self-aware person, but I am self-aware enough to know when I talk to somebody in an English accent, it's really hard for me to not talk back in an English accent.
Okay.
So and so
it's reflexive.
I think this is before kids. So it's just, because it's just me and Leah in the car and we're doing our order or whatever. And she's like, all right, your total will be, you know, whatever. And, actively fighting it. And then I'm like, thank you. And I like drove off because she's laughing. And Leah's like, stop it. Stop it. And I looked in the mirror. I'm like, I'm so sorry. She's like, bent over laughing in the drive-thru. So that's my Chick-fil-A story. So if you talk to me in an English accent, I'm going to come back at it.
I think we need more of it. Could we get more of the English accent?
No.
Come on. Tell me what you think of Auburn's first four games of the schedule. Tell me like what the difference is. Give me a key to the game against Baylor in a British accent. Come on.
I'm not going to do it.
You played an AI video of me in Daisy Dukes and in cowboy cheerleader boots earlier in this show. You can give us a British accent.
That's because one of our members sent it to us. He dried up a lake in order for us to have that.
Auburn Brawl Star, Matt. ABS just sent a $2 super chat just so he could say Matt.
You know who Auburn Brawl Star is, right?
No. Okay. Who is it?
I'll tell you later.
Is it Andy?
That'd be wild.
10-time champion. We need Matt on the Talking Tigers.
Auburn Brawl Star is who you yelled at for the chat last week when Bo came on.
Oh, well, I figured. Yeah, no, I figured that.
Okay.
Yeah, he's unhinged.
Yeah, he's not on your side.
No,
here.
I know. No, and he like knocked my ears earlier. So,
10 times. We need Matt on Talking Tigers podcast.
What a weird, like,
what a great super chat. That has so many layers to it.
Like, last week, the new track and field coach. This week, Matt. Next week, an astronaut with Auburn ties who's been to the moon. Oh, man.
Oh, man. That's hilarious. Does Andy know that I hate your friend Matt?
I don't know if he knows or not. I don't know if I've shared that with him or not.
Andy, I think he'll agree with me.
Andy gets annoyed if I share too much of like our stuff with him. So
our stuff is in you and
me,
Matt.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Albinator says this is the greatest Village Vice.
All right, we'll leave it there.
Of all
we'll leave
time.
It there. I think that does it for today's right. show.
Thanks, everybody.
James Branch announces tomorrow. Hopefully, he picks Auburn.
Yeah, there's a little bit of Auburn talk on the show today.
There it is.
Yeah, that's Boom. Good. That's outstanding. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.